children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Okay, tonight I have three extremely fashionable, extremely wise guests, me, myself, and I. So basically, what I want to do tonight is give you guys kind of a rest from all the stuff that's been going on, so I'm going to lead you through a meditation. But before we do that, let me first explain to you, in case you didn't pick up what was going on in this last week. Don't beat yourselves up, okay? I've had quite a few people that have been calling me, especially the last 2 days, and telling me they don't know what to do. They are feeling like they are failures, and they have this sense of impending doom, like something is really wrong with them. Now, we're all like in our 50s and 60s. So this is not something really unusual. You know, you young whippersnappers out there, you probably don't feel these things. But really what it is it's just the energetic changes on the planet, and the darkness is fighting really hard, okay? They know that they have very little time left. So they're doing everything that they can to win, which means they're going to try to upset our apple cart as much as possible. And so if you've heard anything about how Massachusetts is now trying to pass a law that if you refuse to get vaccinated for the spine flu, they can take you away for a minimum of 30 days, and they can fine you $1,000 a day for refusing to take it. So if you live in Massachusetts, you might want to get up off your butt and go stop that quick, because that's ridiculous. Anyway, so the symptoms that you may be feeling, and again, you know, please understand this is what happens when we go through these things. Okay, so this is normal. It's part of the ascension process. And remember, ascension just means you're raising your vibratory level. So the symptoms that you are most likely to have that are really weird are your feet, and then, of course, ankles and knees, but mostly the feet are going to be really, really sore. And I've had this one going on for probably a month now. It's gotten progressively worse. It'll feel like there's something inside of your foot that shouldn't be there, and it's really hard to walk on. This is when you're laying down, not when you're walking. You get up and walk around, you're fine, okay? But what happens is the first couple of steps you take when you get up in the morning, when your feet should be rested, are going to be like torture. This is happening to a lot of people right now, and there's no explanation for it. And the other thing, then of course, you know, if you're trying to guard your feet, then your ankles and your knees are going to get into the act too. Also, aches and pains all over the body. And if you're young, you might notice this and think that, okay, this is really weird. You get to be my age, it's like, oh, crap, must be going to rain. You know? And if you've had a lot of injuries, you know, all these things start to hurt. So there's that kind of deep joint and bone aching that's going on. That's because changes are happening down at those cellular levels. The other thing that you might notice is you'll get hit by a wave of dizziness or a wave of nausea just out of nowhere. Like you're feeling really great, everything's fine, and then wham! You get hit with something. It's like, whoa, what the heck was that? And you start to get worried because it's so intense. And then all of a sudden it mysteriously goes away. Or you'll suddenly have a stabbing pain in your head after you've heard some really high-pitched whining. And it's like your ears are ringing, but it stops as suddenly as it starts. All that kind of stuff. Oh, and also stomach pains and intestinal pains. All that stuff is part of this vibratory change. Now, that's just the physical part. And there's other things that happen, too. I forgot to mention the insomnia. So you'll find, like, there will be days where you cannot sleep. And it's not that you have a ton of energy. You just can't sleep. You could be totally exhausted and not be able to sleep. And then the next day, you'll find yourself sleeping in the middle of the day. or just falling asleep, like if you're on the train or the bus or something, boom, you're out. So make sure you guard your valuables. And it's just really mysterious. Like, everybody's schedules are all upset. Okay, that's a normal part of the whole thing. The other thing that's really kind of funny, and I had to laugh, you know, when somebody was telling me about this, but people are having hot flashes. Now, this is men as well as women. Now, women that are menopausal age are going, oh, crap, you know, I got the hot flashes. Men are going, oh, man, there's something really wrong with me. And really, what it is you're burning out some really old energies that are very dense. So what's happening is, as different areas of your genetics are being worked on and the old dense energy is being burnt up, you're going to go through all these symptoms, and it's really painful. And I'm right there along with you. You know, I'm feeling it. I'm going through it. The difference is that I can tell the difference between self and non-self pretty easily. So when it hits me out of nowhere, I know it's not me. Now, let's get to the emotional part. There's a lot of people that are telling me they want to end it. They want to leave. Now, they're not the type of people that would commit suicide. But they're saying, you know, I'm just going to drop the body. I'm out of here. Because it's gotten so hard and it's been so ugly out there. And our hearts are breaking because of all this stuff that the bad guys are trying to do. So just understand you're not alone, okay? A lot of us feel this stuff. I felt something building in the last couple of days. It kind of started to release. So whatever they were planning has already been planned and put into motion. So I would not be surprised to hear of some big disaster or another, you know, so-called terrorist attack or any of that kind of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised, because normally I feel the buildup and it feels horrible. And the more they plan it and the more angry they get, the more intense it feels to me. And then normally as soon as they push the button or do whatever they're going to do, the feeling goes away. But I've also noticed that when it's something that has to happen, and this is going to sound really weird, but when it has to happen because it's in alignment with the grand plan and it has to happen to get people angry enough to do something and to make the choice that they need to make, then it doesn't bother me near as much. So I don't know what's coming. I feel something, and there's a lot of people that are feeling that too. Okay, now let's get to the emotional stuff. A lot of what's happening with the emotional stuff is you are being forced to look upon your life. And this is very hard on men especially. Women are more concerned about, you know, have they been good enough? Have they been, you know, treating their loved ones well enough? You know, women go more on the emotional end. Men tend to have a problem if they can't provide for their families or if they haven't been as smart as the guy down the street. You know, anything like that, any kind of inefficiency at work, those are the things that men go more towards. So what's happening right now is that everybody is being forced to look at all of the parts of themselves. And if you've buried this, even stuff a long time ago, maybe even when you were a kid, it's going to come up now and pop you right between the eyes. That's because it has to. It has to get out of there, okay? It's vitally important that you get this stuff cleared out. You've got to let it all go. Heal it, you know, take a look at it, go, wow, you know, that sucked. I hated that I went through that, you know, but it made me a better person. And, you know, it set me off on this other path, and this is a good path, you know, I'm learning something. Because really the only reason we're here is to experience and to learn and to become well-rounded spirits. So even the really bad stuff that happens that's really hard, it's there for our edification. So, you know, kind of sit with yourself to think about what is really important to you. What is it that you've learned in all of the things that you've been through in your life so far? What kinds of things have made you who you are today and given you the strength and the courage and the love to continue on despite all this crap that's happening? And for those of you that are going to take a stand and tell the government to kiss your patookies, when they come and tell you to take a flu shot, what made you strong enough to say that? What made you strong enough to say, I don't care what kind of stuff they institute, I refuse to play? You know, and that would have to be the hard things that happen to you in your life, not the good things. You know that old saying, what does not kill us makes us stronger? It's true. Of course, I start to get worried about what God's preparing me for. I don't know about you guys, but I have to sit back and wonder sometimes. So the emotional stuff is going to tend to hit you pretty hard right now. And you may find yourself weeping uncontrollably or just getting so sad and it's coming out of the air. Now, one of the things to be careful of with this is that the bad guys can play us like an organ. They can get near us and they can touch things in our aura. They can make us feel pain. They can make us feel every rotten emotion that we've ever felt. They can make us feel guilty. So it's very important to keep your space clear. You know, smudge with sage or cedar, or you know, use any of the essential oils that clear, like eucalyptus, pine, cedar, peppermint. Those that's a good a really good mix to put in. Just a few drops of each of those things in like a quart bottle of water, and shake it up good, and spritz your place with it. Will clear out a lot of those ugly spirits. So there's all that kind of stuff going on too. So here's the way that you tell whether it's something that you need to clear or it's something that somebody's trying to get you with. And that includes bad thoughts from other people, by the way, because they're being allowed to hit us now. We're no longer protected from them. The reason is that we have to forgive no matter what. So we're being tested in every moment. Don't go through life thinking you're not being tested, because every single thought you have is being tested now. And it's being weighed. You know, they talk about weighing the soul when a person dies to see if they're light enough to go on. And if it's too dense, they come back here. Well, this is happening on a really grand scale right now in a different way than it usually does, because our time is close, our time to make this leap. And so you're going to be tested in every portion of your life, even in your private moments by yourself. Your thoughts are being recorded. And they're being recorded to determine if you're ready to pass on to a higher vibratory level. So when stuff comes up, if it hits you out of nowhere, totally out of nowhere, and you can't figure out where that came from or what it has to do with anything, that's not you. Okay? Because think about things. When you get mad or when you get sad, don't you have a reason? And especially the teenagers out there, I've counseled a lot of teenagers on this, because they're so angry right now and they feel so hopeless. And the truth is, if those feelings are hitting you and you have no idea why, they're not yours. Don't take them. Reject them. Okay? Now, if you happen to be thinking about something, say you're thinking about, oh yeah, you know, like 2 years ago I was doing this. Oh man, now I remember this happened and that really sucked, and you know, I felt terrible and I felt guilty, and or I'm so sad or whatever, I'm so angry. When that happens, when it's a train of thought that you've already instituted, then that's an actual thing for you to work on. It's coming up for you to think about it. Or if you have a pain in a certain area of your body and you're going, man, I haven't felt that since whatever, then go back to that time. Go back 15 years ago, whenever the thing happened, and examine how you felt then, what type of person you were then, and what type of person and how you feel now. And see what you've learned in the meantime, and bless that situation. It might have been the most horrible thing that anybody could ever think of happening. But it's done, it's over, and you're still here. And you're alive. And you're a better person. So do the best that you can to thank those situations and those people that played that part for you, and forgive them. And then you can move on. Now, this is really required, because the more density we have within ourselves, the more chance we're going to have to come back. We're not going to get out of this hellhole, okay? So, kind of behooves you to pay attention to this. So basically, you know, use some thought with what's going on throughout your life, whether it's something that happened at work. And, you know, the nasty people are going to show their faces more and more now. And I've had more people telling me that, too. They're like, oh, my God, you know, it's almost an untenable position where I'm working because these people are so rotten, evil, and nasty to me, and I didn't do anything. Why is this happening? Well, they have a choice. Everybody has a choice. And if they choose evil, it just means that they are not, they're just not ready to go on. They have to go someplace else, or they have to be dissolved and start all over again, depending on how evil they are. But basically, you know, they're not going to make the cut. So just distance yourself as much as you can. And for people that that really can't distance themselves and you have to deal with this, you're going to have to figure out a way to deal with it. Now, there are lots of protective devices that you can get. Like one of the things you can get is made by ctbusters.com. And if you get something from there, please tell Andy that Dr. Valerie sent you. But he has a thing that he makes called a power wand that's really cool. It's got a big Lemurian seed crystal in it. It's wrapped in a chaos interrupter circuit and attached to a battery. And it's in resin and, you know, it's orgone stuff, basically, that you're dealing with, orgone energy. And so it's basically a big copper or gold pipe with all this stuff in it, orgonite. It's beautiful. You can polish it up and sit on your desk. And the little battery compartment is hidden. So if you're in a situation where people are really giving you a hard time, you can flip on that frequency generator, you know, sit it on your desk, and just smile. And that way, if anybody comes near you that has evil intent, they'll get sick and they'll have to leave, and they won't feel good any time they come near you. It's really kind of sneaky, but it works. The other thing that you can do is, you know, get one of the pictures that I sell from the quantum vortex, like the Bodhisattva of love or healing or anything like that. And what that will do then is it will just kind of change the atmosphere where you are so that it helps you to, you know, to be able to hang out in that space where you have to be. So let's see, here's a question. How long in time do we have with this detox process? Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea. You know, I mean, if you want to take the 2012 scenario, we've got until 2012. But the reason that probably no one's going to be able to give you a timetable to this is because each person is different. And the higher you can get your vibratory rate, the higher up in the dimensions you're going to go. So really, in reality, it's not ever going to be done until you reach the state of purification. So what it's going to do is it's going to help you to climb higher up on the rungs of the ladder. And then after that, you know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, you go as far as you can until this game ends. And then you'll continue in your next life, wherever that may be, whether it's on Earth or whether you're in a higher dimension, you don't have to put up with this crap anymore, which is what I'm hoping for. I'd rather be in the paradise dimension. Forget this stuff. You know, I don't know. But it's really, really important to make amends. And to forgive people doesn't mean turn the other cheek. By the way, Jesus really didn't say that. What he said was you deal honorably with people unless they are dealing dishonorably with you, in which case you don't have to keep your side of the bargain. They hid that little factoid, and that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So basically, just, you know, remove yourself from harm's way. Keep yourself safe. And keep your atmosphere as light and as peaceful and harmonious as possible. Keep yourself, your heart, in the state of love as much as possible. And if people are bothering you, just kind of look at them and pity them. Because, you know, people are going crazy. They're getting crazier and crazier. The way that you get your vibrations higher is that you exist in the state of love as much as possible every moment of the day. And if you feel yourself getting depressed, or if you're angry, deal with it and let it go. Okay, because those negative emotions will drag you down. They will make you more dense. And we were never meant to keep these emotions. For some reason we did, but we're not meant to. We're supposed to feel them and let them go. So when you feel that way, examine your life. Figure out where it is that you need to make some changes. And it's usually, you know, starting within yourself. And just kind of be the philosopher for yourself, you know. Say, wow, you know, that sucked. And I wish that person hadn't done that. I hate that they did that to me. But, you know, I forgive them. And I refuse to take part in that anymore. And then stand by what you said. Stick to your guns. Because if you don't, and the universe will test you, if you don't, you're going to be right back in the same spot. So you've got to be consistent, and you have to take care of these things, and you have to heal them. And so your vibratory level will get higher as you clean all this stuff out. And, Carla, fatigue is one of the symptoms, mostly because we're not sleeping. So you have to grab your sleep where you can. And it's very difficult as you go through these energetic changes. It is really difficult physically. The physical body has been really running as fast as it can to keep up with these changes because now they're happening quicker and quicker. So it's very, very important to rest when you can. I mean, some days, you know, you may just get up and you'll be up an hour or two and you're just so exhausted you have to go back to bed. It's okay. Go do it. Because that's your body telling you, listen, I can't handle this right now. I need some rest. You just let it go lay down. And then usually you'll sleep for an hour or so, and then you'll be, like, completely fine. It's really weird. So just do what you have to do, okay? And just remember, don't beat yourselves up. This is normal. This is part of the ascension process, and there are millions of people going through this. They're just not talking about it with each other, so they don't realize that everybody else is going through it too. But we are. And we're going to go through it more. And it's going to ramp up harder and harder, more and more intense, faster and faster, more times. And that's the way it's going to be. And yes, people are going to get crazy. It could be people that you've known your whole life, and all of a sudden they're going to go off the deep end. The thing that's going to keep us from going off the deep end is maintaining our balance in our hearts. The other thing that I've had people talk about is they're losing their memories. And you might remember some time ago I talked about the energetic field of the Earth, the magnetic field. And the scientists are saying that, you know, the Earth goes through these cycles and changes magnetic poles and all that kind of stuff. That's not the same as the Earth shift. This is just a magnetic pole change. But when it happens, it gets down to zero magnetics and then it switches. Okay, so when that happens, they are theorizing that everybody's brain is going to get wiped clean. And people won't know how to feed themselves. They won't know what to do. They'll just be like an empty computer. So the way that you get past that is you make sure that your mental body is built. And you do that through meditation. And you do that through working your mind in meditation. You don't just go off to la-la land and have a good time. Instead, you create circumstances at another level, another dimension that you exist in. So a higher dimension of mind. And you start really working that connection between the non-local mind and your brain. Because we don't live in our brains, okay? We just think we do. But the fact is that, you know, we're not making the thoughts. They're coming from outside of us, from our higher selves. So what you want to do is you want to live in the mental realm, which is above our physical body. You know, you have your energy aura that's right next to the body, and your template of the body, and you have your emotional aura, and, you know, they go out like an onion, you know, like rings on an onion. And so your mental body is a ways away. So so just work on developing that. So what I want to do this week is I'd like to take you guys through a meditation to help you to balance all that and to forgive yourself, because I find people, for some reason, won't do the work to forgive themselves. And I'm the same way. You know, I have got, the same emotional setup as everybody else does. The difference is that I recognize these things. And so with this meditation tonight, what I'm hoping for is that you will really get in touch with your inner self that's knowing about these changes and really ask for help from all of the portions of your being to make these changes. Okay? Because that's really going to help you to get through a lot of this. Oh, yeah. Dominic, thanks for the reminder. Dead people have been visiting us. So those of you that see, you've probably seen a lot of dead relatives and friends around, and you're going, okay, what is it you want? And they're just hanging around. Now, maybe they've always been hanging around, but we didn't notice them before. So they are popping in a lot now. And I'm noticing for myself, I'm having many more conversations with friends and relatives that have passed on. And they're basically telling me about the other friends and relatives. And they're crying for them because some of them are not ready to move on. And they're causing problems for us. And so you may be, experiencing some weird things like that. Or you could have really strange dreams, like I dreamed that Don Johnson, of Miami Vice, was my doctor. That was pretty funny. I woke up saying, why the heck am I dreaming about Don Johnson? But, whenever you dream about a celebrity, normally, you don't really know them unless you have a personal relationship with them. So what you're dreaming about is their character. So when that happens, you go and you look at what the character represents. So, the character that David Carradine represented most of the time to most of the people was not the bad guy that he played in a couple of movies, but really, Kwai Chang Kane in Kung Fu. Very wise, very loving, very, very compassionate, all of those qualities. And so when you look at the celebrity that showed up in your dreams, then, just kind of look at those qualities. And what is that really saying about you? What is it that spirit is trying to help you with? So that's basically, what a lot of that stuff is about. It's just kind of entertaining, too. Yes, I have entertaining dreams. All right, so get ready now, and let's get into this meditation. And so get yourself comfortable. If you have this on a recording and you're listening in the car, either turn this off or pull over to the side of the road for the next 20, 30 minutes. Okay? Because it's not good to drive when you're not in your body. Sometimes it's okay. It depends on, how well you've developed your other bodies. So let's get ready to do this. Make sure that if you have a candle lit, that it is away from anything that could fall on it or like a curtain that could blow over it. Turn on a hall light or something if you have to and blow out the candle, because it's not good to meditate with risk. You won't really go deep enough if you do that. Or if you're really good at doing that, you go deep enough and then the house could burn down around you, which would not be good. So let's avoid that, okay? Also, if you have animals, you're going to want to close them out because they will come and try to sit on you while you're doing this. They feel the love vibration, and they're going to want to be part of that. The problem is that they'll interrupt you with what you're doing. Likewise with kids, other people, just tell them, look, leave me alone until I'm done with this meditation. All right? Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because if someone approaches you or touches you when you are in a deep meditative state, you can actually get knocked right out of your body, depending on the person. If they're very negative, then that's a real danger. The other thing that can happen is that you take on whatever it is that's been their negative thing, and then you wonder what the heck happened to you. So it's good to make sure that you're in a protected place, you know, when you're doing meditation. Okay, so get in a comfortable position. And you can close your eyes. Whether you're sitting or laying down, propped up against the wall, whatever, get comfortable. And let's start with taking a deep breath and just exhaling really forcefully. Let everything out. Take a nice deep breath again, all the way to the pit of your stomach. And then let it just go out gently. Take another deep breath all the way down to your toes. And let it pull any negativity back out gently. Very, very gently. Then continue to breathe slow and deep. And just tell your body, this is your time to relax. Just relax. Breathe slow and easy. Nice deep breaths. Let the breath fall gently out of your body. And start to bring your consciousness down to your heart. Just let it slowly meander down to your heart. And with each deep breath, you are more and more relaxed, beautifully and perfectly relaxed, floating in the midst of a brilliant blue, your place of safety. Gorgeous, brilliant blue. And now you see in the center of your heart a rainbow that's twirling. And the colors come apart and make beautiful twirling shapes. And then they come back together and give you a gorgeous rainbow. And then they come apart again and float around. Beautiful undulating shapes. Continue to breathe slow and deep. And feel the play of the pure colors within your heart. And as you continue to breathe slow and deep, you see that these colors, these ribbons of brilliant pure light, are expanding. And they're going beyond your heart into your chest cavity, still playing beautifully. Gorgeous, brilliant, pure colors. Making beautiful sinuous shapes, and then coming back together in the rainbow again. And sometimes just sparkling and shining and shooting out like fireworks. But always coming back to the heart. And now you take a deep breath and feel these colors expand right outside of your body. Your heart is still the center. And the colors are forming beautiful sinuous shapes yet. And coming back together in the rainbow. And then going back out singly, twirling, some slow, some fast, but always pure and brilliant. And now they expand even farther beyond you to fill the entire room. And your heart is at the center. And the purity of these lights comes back to you. And it becomes the rainbow again. And now you see that the other end of the rainbow is attached to the heart of your highest self. And you smile as you notice this. And your highest self smiles back at you and extends its arms. And the colors break apart again, floating, dancing, twirling. And you can hear their sound now. Ah, beautiful. Pure color. Pure sound. And they have expanded all around you. And you find yourself floating out in space, in a huge bubble that includes your highest self. And within this bubble are all these beautiful ribbons of color, pure light, and the most incredible tones. Each has a different tone, but they all create harmony together. And as you float in your bubble, your highest self points out to you different constellations, planets, stars, and you see other people floating in their bubbles of brilliant light. Your highest self has a secret to tell you. Open your mind now. Open your heart now. And receive this secret. And know that this secret that you have been given is yours to help you on this path of ascension. And you can ask your highest self at any time to help you to evaluate how you're doing with your secret. And when you're done with that one, to have another. And as you float through the galaxies, the universes, you see such wonders. And you feel the truth. No one can lie to you anymore, for you know the truth and will insist upon it. because here you see the beauty of the truth. Here you are the truth. And now notice that the beautiful ribbons of light are coming together and they're forming the rainbow once more. And then they separate and they swirl around you. They swirl, they go through you. Different colors go to different portions of your body. Notice what colors go where. And all the time you're drifting closer and closer back to Earth. And your big bubble, which was so expansive, is slowly starting to shrink. And the closer you get to Earth, the more it shrinks. And you gently come down through the atmosphere. You see the sprites and the jets and realize they are alive. And they wave to you. And you come back to your room, still within this beautiful bubble. And the colors come back once more in your heart into a rainbow. And then they separate again. Each color goes to the appropriate chakra. Each color pure, full of light. And as they spin and twirl and dance within your chakras, you feel the cleansing of the movement. And you see that dark fog is coming out of these chakras and just disappearing, gone forever. And each color in its purity is helping you to cleanse. And now they migrate back to your heart and they form the rainbow once again. And the rainbow pulses and is still so bright, so beautiful. And now the colors split again and swirl around you, caressing you, loving you. And you start to see that your own aura responds to this. And your own colors start to take on the dance. And they move slowly, sensuously, caressing your body and bringing you such comfort, like the touch of a soft summer breeze, with the sun kissing your skin. And the feel of silk and water against your skin. and the feeling of floating in that water. And the most beautiful smells of the most wondrous flowers. Clean, fresh scents of forest. The warmth of earth. And your ears hear the most beautiful reverberation from the earth. And the higher reverberation of the sun. And the still higher reverberation of the galactic central sun. And the harmonies are so beautiful. And you have this curious feeling of the life in every cell in your body, and yet complete peace at the same time. And then you feel joy. A beautiful knowing. A happiness within. And you soak up this feeling. And you see that these brilliant, pure colors are still playing over, around, and through your body, healing wherever they go. And with every touch of this color, there is another part of you that is awakened to the truth. And now the colors come back into a rainbow in your heart. And you thank them for showing you the truth. And now they go back to all of their places. But even though they have gone, the rainbow is still within your heart. A beautiful reminder. A beautiful connection. And your heart is warm and is comforted. Now bring your consciousness all the way back, all the way into your body. All the way up to your head. All the way back. Now start to move around a little bit. Take a deep breath. Take a couple quick breaths. Be here now. Salt, salt, salt. Be here now. Grounded and complete. And now let's do our grounding exercise. If you can stand up where you are, stand up with your feet shoulder width apart. Close your eyes. And see coming from the center of Mother Earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking from the core of Mother Earth right up through the bottoms of your feet, up through your body, out through the top of your head, out into the universe, through the base of God itself, out the back, through the back of the universe, and back through the back of Mother Earth, that you stand connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light. And now see coming from the center of God itself, a brilliant golden light, streaking through the universes, down through the top of your head, down through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back, through the back of the universe, and back in through the back of God itself. So that now you stand connected with a golden ring of light with God itself. And now see coming from the center of your heart a brilliant hot pink light, streaking out in front of you some distance, splitting in half, going through the heart of everything in existence and through the heart of God itself, out through the back of the heart of God itself, all the way through the back of the universe, and in through the back of your heart, so that now you stand connected through God with everything in creation, through love and truth. And now you stand connected, alive, the bridge between heaven and earth. Okay, open up your eyes, move around. Make sure you're completely back in your body before you go do anything like driving a car, or for some people, walking. Everybody come back, or did I put you to sleep? And you can do that meditation for nurturing. It also had the frequency of the Schumann resonance, which is the frequency of Earth, to help to balance your body, because your bodies and your emotional bodies have had a hard time lately. So this was done specifically to help you to integrate all of these energies within your physical body before the physical body starts really complaining. So hopefully that helped you all a lot. Are you back? I'm not seeing anybody on the fast chat. So hopefully everybody came back okay. If you went to sleep, that's okay too. And we are almost out of time, so you can make a few comments before we go. Also, drop me a line if you would and let me know how you're doing with this meditation. Because I've noticed the instructions for meditations that I'm getting have been different and have been much more otherworldly lately. And this one kind of is. It's actually a dimension that is beyond the fourth and almost up to the fifth dimension. But this is kind of where, you know, a lot of us are going to. So we need to get ready for that vibe. Okay, so I hope everybody enjoyed it. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Time to awake from your sleep.
rise to a new day with each of soul to keep.